Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. On this, the evening of the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. My word shall accomplish that which I purpose and prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Oh,
light and peace in Christ Jesus our hope.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Holy, immortal One,
have mercy upon us.
O God, patient and forbearing, strengthen our spirit when we are slow, and temper our zeal when we are rash, so that in your good time you may produce in us a rich harvest from the seed you have sown and tended, through Jesus Christ, the promise of a new creation.
Amen.
Compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness.
You will not always accuse us, nor will you keep your anger forever. You have not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is your mercy great upon those who fear you, as far as the east is from the west. So far have you removed our sins from us, as parents care for their children, so do you care for those who love you. As for you yourself, know whereof we are made. You remember that we are but dust,
grass. We flourish like a flower of the field.
When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But your merciful goodness endures forever on those who fear you. And your righteousness on children's children, on those who keep your covenant. And remember your commandments and do them. Glory to God, source of our being. Eternal Word and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'"
Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen."
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those who know me know I am no gardener. Partly because I cannot tell the difference between weeds and other plants, and partly because I take in part a philosophical stance that a weed is something growing where someone doesn't want it to grow. Think about it. Weeds are often quite hardy and grow quite abundantly. What do we have against those traits? Okay, I get it. That if that hardy abundance crowds out other species of flora, then we might want to engage in that quintessential gardening act of weeding. But I have no confidence that I would know what I was doing in that regard. In today's passage from the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus tells the parable of the weeds and offers an allegorical interpretation of it. This parable is told to the life circumstance of a well-developed community of faith, and not so much the circumstances of Jesus's itinerant preaching, teaching, healing ministry. Yet to whatever life setting it best speaks, it exhorts an extraordinary patience, a call to live in the ambiguity of a time where both good plants and weeds grow together. Our desires for closure and separation, for reward and punishment, are all deferred. During the course of the telling and unpacking of this story, all sorts of questions are raised. How is it that weeds appear in the fields of the kingdom of heaven? Where does evil come from? Can we not escape evil's presence in this life? By telling this story, Jesus' responses to these kinds of questions appear to take this form. There is danger for the wheat in the act of gathering the weeds, a risk of uprooting the wheat before its life cycle is done. There is a shift when Jesus unpacks this story from focusing on the slaves of the householder to the reapers who are identified as the angels of the Son of Man. So one of the answers Jesus wants us to hear is that it is God in Christ who does the judging, the sorting into the piles of wheat and weeds, however impatient we as slaves of the householder might be. Note the interesting blurring of what needs to be collected up in the harvest, what needs to be distinguished from the wheat. The weeds include evildoers, but also all causes of sin. This parable focuses on the last things, the judgment at the end of the age, but it also gives guidance as to how to live in the here and now circumstances of a community of the followers of Jesus. Just as I know that I shouldn't be trusted to correctly identify weeds, we need to get someone who knows what they're doing to do that job. In this case, it is the Son of Man, Jesus the Christ, who has demonstrated that he knows what God's nature is and how to live it out faithfully as a human. I also think that the encouragement that to avoid the risk of uprooting the wrong things leaves a little room for suspecting that plants are in the end, which plants that are in the end weeds, and which good plants, is not always predetermined. They are to grow together, so that children of heaven can grow into their best selves, that they can demonstrate the wisdom, forgiveness, courage to challenge the evils of racism and sexism, classism, heterosexism, ageism, all the other isms we use to throw people onto the other side of the ledger, wheat or weeds. The delay of the harvest gives us a chance to grow into the best versions of ourselves. Repenting of the ways in which we have acquiesced in the causes of sin. The delay of the harvest is a grace for us, so that we can tend to our growth, aware of all of those things which cause us to sin in our lives, and how we have lived them. Jesus shows us what God is like. As one who's self-giving, vulnerable, forgiving at all costs, love reveals God's nature and shows the wheat what it too should be like. Growing together, wheat and weeds, is actually a training ground for Jesus' apprentices, where we can learn to be hardy and abundant, forgiving, self-giving, patient, inclusive, and just. Let anyone with ears listen and grow in this way.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Have mercy on those who fear you.
giving way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Savior taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
us bless the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Cantate Domino, cantibulo.